Taiwan Special Tuesday. I'm going to talk about aircraft carriers. Now, I've been reading a little bit here, because I remember I had talked in the past, we got these hypersonic missiles coming out of China, right? From what I understand in these aircraft carriers, I mean, this is going to be a little bit of science stuff. And one of the themes I'm going to get into with the Taiwan Special this week is going to be why we shouldn't fear. So, little science nerding for you. Aircraft carriers, there was an article, it was linked, in fact, it was at the Pacific Times this past week. It would have been October 21. October 21 cadence. Look at the military thing. There's the link down there about aircraft carriers in the military section. Cadence of conflict. October 21, 2019. Okay, all right. That you'd find that at pdt.news, pdt.news, symphony, something like that. Aircraft carriers move. We think of them as big, but the ocean doesn't. Trying to shoot an aircraft carrier with a hypersonic missile. Now, hypersonic is marketing. It's supersonic, ultrasonic, hypersonic, two of one and half of four of another. But generally, supersonic means faster than sound, and a hypersonic means a whole heck of a lot faster than sound. So we're not talking Mach 5, five times the speed of sound. We're talking like Mach 10, Mach 20, Mach 30. At these obnoxious speeds, trying to hit a moving aircraft carrier, or even a stable, stationary aircraft carrier, if there is such a thing in the ocean as stationary, continents are moving, okay? Trying to hit an aircraft carrier in an ocean with a hypersonic, ridiculously obnoxious, ultra-Mach missile is like trying to shoot a mosquito with a pistol. It's not the answer. The Achilles heel of an aircraft carrier is not an ultrasonic, hypersonic, whatever, supersonic missile. It's like trying to hit a mosquito with a pistol. You could take a pistol, I suppose, whack. But I mean shoot a mosquito with a pistol. It's really hard because at those speeds, it's kind of difficult to steer. Okay, so how this works is the way these hypersonic missiles work, they've got to find a target. They use this satellite network and information network, spy planes, radars here, there, satellite imaging. They use a whole bunch, array of different information to find the location of the aircraft carrier. And then they shoot the hypersonic missile and it flies at super low, close to the ocean water, probably leaving a big rooster tail behind it, but it flies hyper fast. It's hypersonic. And what happens is it can take 30 minutes to cross the Pacific Ocean. Aircraft carriers don't cozy right up to the shoreline because they launch jets that can reach the shoreline in just a few minutes from hundreds of miles away. So the aircraft carrier is just kind of out there in the ocean somewhere, and it's moving around constantly. Even while the fighters are taking off and landing, the aircraft carrier is slowly moving around. It's not stationary. It's got a new location constantly. In order to be able to hit one of these things, we would have to let down our security nets so that the Chinese spy stuff could get in close enough to find out where the aircraft carrier even is. Then the aircraft carrier would have to park and stay in one position and not move. Like, it would have to use its engines to make sure that the wind of the ocean or currents aren't making it drift around. Dropping anchor wouldn't be any good. It'd have to make sure that it stays in the same spot. Then it'd have to be broadside against the missile. Usually when a missile's coming at a boat, aircraft carrier, battleship, it points toward or away from the missile to to make itself a smaller target. So it has to make itself a bigger target. And even then, it's still got to get lucky. Once a few minutes pass, the position you thought the aircraft carrier was in could, it goes from miles to tens of miles to hundreds of miles to even thousands of miles within a few minutes as to where exactly that aircraft carrier could be. So, we've got our conspiracy theory out there, the Pearl Harbor conspiracy theory, that FDR let Pearl Harbor happen because we Americans never get off our duffs to go do anything. We've got to have a whole bunch of problems right in front of us, or else we don't care about the world. And that, you know, the bigger evil there is not so much FDR, it's apathy. Our own apathy is a big evil there. But let's say that that theory is in place, and let's say that deep somewhere in the bowels of the Pentagon, there was some evil that wanted to sink an aircraft carrier in order to provoke America to attack China. Let's just for the sake of conversation, let's play on that kook theory here. Even if the U.S. government was in some evil conspiracy to get an aircraft carrier sunk by the Chinese, we would have to get lucky in order for it to even happen. It is hard to sink an aircraft carrier. It's hard. Now, there's some information my buddy in California tells me that, like, only 70% of the time the aircraft carrier is able to escape from a hypersonic missile or something like that. Do you really think that the military is going to release their testing information to the public? I don't think so. But I think it is very likely, is possible, that God would let an aircraft carrier get sunk in order to wake up the world, to cause a Sputnik moment for rising up against China. I think God might let it happen. So if we get to that point, don't fear. God would still be in charge. Nothing happens without God's permission. And I don't think, I'm not going to buy the conspiracy stuff. Even if it was tried, God is the bigger factor in this. It's really, really hard and really, really tough. But, So, as I said, the point I want to make with all this, and I hope that I haven't bored you with this. Hypersonic missiles are going to come up with your friends. People are going to be talking about hypersonic missiles, and now you'll have some stuff to talk about. Boats in the ocean. Again, it's like trying to shoot a mosquito with a pistol. You see, let's say a dragonfly. You might be able to shoot a dragonfly with a pistol. It's big, and dragonflies hover. See, mosquitoes don't hover. They swarm. They move around and spin around. Aircraft carriers don't hover on the ocean. They're not omnidirectional. They're not like helicopters. They have a propeller and a direction, and they move. They're always moving. And so hypersonic speed is hard to steer. Trying to shoot a mosquito with a pistol. Do not fear. That's my theme this week. The news can really be scary. I get political. You know where my opinion stands on Trump. I try to respect people who don't like Trump. I try to. Well, I try to respect people. Some of my best friends have given me interesting ideas. They don't like Trump, but they will talk. They can be reasoned with. They don't just get mad and storm off. And I don't try to persuade them about Trump, but I listen. And so I'm very respectful of people if they don't like Trump, as long as you know what I think. But one thing Trump has done that's undeniable is he's telling China no. And, you know, that's, you can't, it's kind of hard to argue with that. And there could be, see, the fear here is that among Trump supporters, if Trump loses the election, then China takes over the world and makes everybody in America forget English and speak only Mandarin. Like, literally. China wants to do Hong Kong first, and then Taiwan, and then America. And everybody speaks Mandarin and praises Xi Jinping. That's their goal. And people who support Trump are worried about this. Oh, dear, you've got impeachment. Oh, dear, you've got scandal with Ukraine. Oh, dear, you've got, you know, all this. Well, Romney's really attacking him. Oh, no. You know, it's kind of like planet Krypton, you know, where the elders, the leaders, the council of the planet, the governing body was mining their own core. You know, how long is that going to, you know, last? You know, don't eat yourself, expand out and search elsewhere. You know, they were an expansive society, but they kind of did the comfortable, easy thing. That's how planet Krypton in the Superman story, that's how it all fell apart, is because they stopped moving forward and they started just resting and taking everything the easy, calm way. And, you know, Romney, it's like he's attacking the president who's stopping China. You know, doesn't he see what's going on? And so there's a lot of fear with this. And I'm telling you, things are not as big and bad and scary as they seem. Even if you fear Trump, you're still here. And I've said to a lot of people, do not fear. Don't fear Trump. Don't fear Trump's enemies. Do not fear China. Things are big and scary, but they're not as scary as they appear. Objects, scary objects in the mirror, are not as large as they try to make themselves appear. See you tomorrow.